AP Radio News. I'm Ross Simpson. The hangar deck of USS Intrepid, a floating museum in New York Harbor, is the scene tonight of a commander-in-chief forum. Hillary Clinton and Donald Trump will appear separately. She didn't campaign today, but Bill Clinton told a rally in Orlando his wife's new list of endorsements from 95 retired generals and admirals is impressive.
I think it is very interesting that the overwhelming majority of them said they are doing it because they trust her with the national security of this country to keep us safe enough and strong enough to grow.
Ahead of tonight's commander-in-chief forum, Donald Trump staged a preemptive strike at a rally in Philadelphia. Trump accusing Clinton of using her time as Secretary of State to feather her family's foundation financially.
She put her emails on a secret server to cover up her pay-for-play scandals in the State Department. Nothing threatens the integrity of our democracy more than when government officials put their public office up for sale.
The House could vote later this month on whether to impeach the IRS commissioner.
Conservative House Republicans say IRS Commissioner John Koskinen should be impeached, charging he lied to Congress and didn't answer congressional subpoenas. With elections coming up, it's a vote many Republicans would prefer to avoid. They'll discuss the matter next week. This is Speaker Paul Ryan.
You have members on both sides of this.
Minority Leader Harry Reid says a trial in the Senate would be a waste of time.
Everyone knows a man's not going to be impeached.
Of the 19 federal officials impeached by the House, only 8 have been convicted and removed from office by the Senate. Jerry Bodlander, Capitol Hill.
A nephew of U.S. Senator John Tester from Montana may have been killed with an axe near Spokane, Washington. Authorities found his body in the living room of his home, the axe nearby. This is AP Radio News. Have you thought about getting old and if you'll be able to stay in your home? Some folks in Baltimore have. 75-year-old Eugene Malone and his 67-year-old wife Cynthia, who also care for 3 young children, are participating in a program that allows them to stay in their home.
They want to continue living independently in their Baltimore home, but they need help. Research published Wednesday in the journal Health Affairs says low-income seniors can better care for themselves when offered minor house repairs and assistive devices combined with occupational therapy and nurse visits.
Oh, they helped me with my mobility. That was the hardest for me, mobility.
A study of the program called Capable began 3 years ago with one simple purpose.
To improve their safety and to meet their goals in terms of independence.
Results showed 3/4 of participants got better at doing daily activities.
They help a lot. They really do. They help a lot.
Kathy Matheson, Baltimore.
I'm Ross Simpson, AP Radio News.